Last Sunday night, I was able to get together with a friend of mine, Father Luke Strand, who's the rector of St. Francis de Sales Seminary in Milwaukee. And he had a very busy year and a half or so. He had to raise over $75 million for a major renovation of the seminary building in Milwaukee, which is over 170 years old. And he let me into the building to see some of the construction. The building inside is pretty much gutted. They are really redoing everything except the outside walls, which they also cleaned of 170 years worth of soot. And so inside, most of the walls are down and gone. And so the area he showed me was one of the areas that I lived for 2 years, my first 2 years of college seminary there. And the only way I could recognize what my room was by the window. We each had one window. The rooms were small at the time. Back then, when I was 18 and 19 years old, I listened to a lot of Christian music, and I liked Amy Grant. And she was having a concert in Chicago later that year. And as an 18-year-old, I did not have much money, so I did some fundraising myself. I did not raise $75 million, but I think I raised about $30. And I did so by putting a piece of masking tape over the opening to my door, to my room. And other guys would put like a dollar or so on there. I think I might have gotten a $5 bill once. So I got about $30 to cover most, or I don't know how much the ticket was, but I'm sure it was more than that. But anyway, I did get to go, and it was a good concert. Other guys made fun of me, but it was worth it. I don't listen to Amy Grant or really to any music anymore these days, but one song that has stayed with me over the years is a Christmas song of hers that is called Love Has Come. Do not worry, I'm not going to sing. But I will tell you what the refrain is. It says, love has come for the world to know, as the wise men knew such a long time ago. And I believe that angels sang that hope had begun when the God of glory, who is full of mercy, sent his Son. Ultimately, Christmas is about the incredible love that God has for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We all know that, and yet we struggle with the kind of love that God shares with us. As I've been praying in preparation for my homily this week, one phrase has stayed with me in my prayer, and it is, love expands. Love expands. God's love, unlike our own, expands. It's a love that keeps getting bigger. That's not the way we are naturally. As children, it takes us a while to learn how to share. We think if our brother or sister plays with our toy that it's going to be awful. And so we clutch that toy back and we do not share. And life becomes difficult and annoying for us as kids, as well as our parents, and no one is happy. And we see in our children how much better life would be if they would just share. And yet, as adults, in many ways, we continue to have that same mindset often enough. We are stingy with our love at times. We are afraid if we share too much of our time, our energy, our money, we're not going to have enough. It keeps us from reaching out and making connections with others. It keeps us from being generous. And often it leads us to being rather unhappy and somewhat isolated. That is not the way of God. During these Christmas days, we celebrate instead the expansive and generous nature of God's love. God so loved the world, he sent his Son. Initially, his Son came to his own special people, the Jewish people. The Christ child was born in the city of David in Bethlehem, and the birth was announced first to the Jewish shepherds in the fields. But God did not stop there. This feast of the Epiphany is about how God expanded his love and shared his Son, not just with his own, but with everyone, with all the nations of the world, as the psalm we just prayed sang. The three kings, the Magi, represent the rest of the world. King Herod, on the other hand, was stingy and fearful. Last Sunday, we heard how his fear led him to kill so many of the young children in that area, which is why Saint Joseph had to take the Holy Family and flee to Egypt as refugees. What is our love like? We're all pretty good at loving our own, the people we are like, the people whom we love. But does our love expand to others, or does it stay rather small? How stingy are we with our care, our love, our circle of concern? Are we able to learn to be like God, who's never afraid to love more, to share more, to give more? Are we willing to see the connection we share in Christ with all of God's people, people who are like us, people who are different from us, people in Oshkosh, and people from around the world? Do we allow Christ to teach us how to expand our love, how to share, how to be more generous, how to become more like God? Love has come for the world to know, as the wise men knew such a long time ago. And I believe that angels sang that hope had begun when the God of glory, who is full of mercy, sent his Son.